is brought to you by Pontefract Races in the Zone Family Day. Experience the final brilliant family fun day of the season with tons of special events on Sunday the 19th of August. In the Zone Fun Days are the perfect way for all the family to learn more about racing. You can walk the course, get a behind the scenes tour of the race course and meet famous horses from the past. There is also a fun fair, face painting, circus and a Hunt the Golden Horseshoe competition, and not forgetting about the racing. There is the £60,000 Highfield Farm Flying Fillies listed race with some very speeding equine ladies on display. To book your family package tickets for Sunday the 19th of August, head to ponty-races.co.uk.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
You certainly are indeed. A very good evening to everybody. This is the Racing Roundup with me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Jim McGraw. We've got a really great show for you lined up tonight. Looking ahead to the weekend's racing. It's Super Saturday this weekend as well. Plus, we'll be hearing from David Allen and Tom Eaves. It's all coming up in the next half an hour here on the Racing Roundup. So this is the Racing Roundup alongside Jim McGraw. Well, I say alongside Jim McGraw. Jim's not actually here in the studio because he's enjoyed a fantastic day down at Newmarket on the July course. So, Jim, I believe it's been Ladies' Day this afternoon as well.
It's been rammed, Bobby. All your aunties and your grandmas and some of the younger brigade as well. But it's a traditional ladies' day. There's prizes for the best dressed lady and that sort of thing. It's gorgeous weather. Been a really good atmosphere, and we've seen some very good racing as well.
We certainly have indeed, Jim. We need to start with the Bahrain Trophy, which is seen as one of the key trials, to be fair, towards the St. Ledger. It's a mile and five on the July course, and it was a Northern Train winner here this afternoon with Wells Fargo. How impressive was he under David Allen?
David was particularly impressive. He was one of several jockeys criticised at Ascot because there went no gallop when Wells Fargo ran at Ascot in the King Edward VII Stakes. And as a consequence, he was weighted with left last and simply had too much to do. He didn't run badly there, but today at Newmarket, Bob, he was bounced out of the stalls by David. He must have gone, after two furlongs, six or eight lengths clear, just tootled along at his own pace. And then the horse lengthened impressively when the time came, and he won decisively. But the ride made a big contribution towards that victory.
Yeah, great to see Wells Fargo in the winner's enclosure this afternoon at HQ. Right, just before we preview the racing and talk about some of David Allen's mounts over the weekend, earlier on I spoke to David. In fact, it was after he won the Bahrain Trophy this afternoon on Wells Fargo, and he starts off by reflecting on his very impressive performance.
Yeah, put us on a bit of a high there, but it was... I could say a bit overdue, because obviously we think he's a decent horse and things have gone a little bit wrong for him so far this year.
I've got to say that the step up in trip has definitely helped him out, hasn't it?
It has, but the races he's been running have been very muddling pace, so we just got on with it today and made it so it, you know, suited him rather than riding the race that they wanted to ride.
Well, he's won a St. Ledger trial already in terms of the Bahrain Trophy. Afterwards, is he going to go to Goodwood or the Great Voltage up at York, do you know?
Well, I don't know which one he's going, but as far as I've heard, Tim mentioned them two as a stepping stone for the Ledger. So, I mean, either would be no difference to him, I don't think. Obviously, now we know he doesn't have to be held up. We can get on and do our own thing if the pace is going to be a bit muddly, so... You know, it doesn't matter. Both of them are good front-running tracks if need be.
And then will it be next stop at Town Moor for the St. Ledger, David?
I'd be hoping so anyway. I think that is definitely the long-term aim. And obviously if it rains, it just normally does at that time of year. And it should be ideal for him then.
And Tim Eastby as well. He's trained a St. Ledger winner before. I see. Was it Bolin Eric in 2002?
It was, yeah. That was the first year I went there.
Well, put it this way, you'll be riding it this time for your boss, Tim Eastby. Let's talk about some of your mounts, though, ahead of tomorrow's race. Of course, there's a cracking card at York tomorrow afternoon. Of course, the feature race on the card is the Summer Stakes, and you're riding Sandra Secret for Les Air, who you'd have to say she's having a great season so far.
Yeah, she's really hit a purple patch this year. I mean, she's won some races and she gets on with it. And she ran a solid race to get black type last time in a listed race. So, you know, she held her own in that race. So I'd imagine she'll hold her own again. And York's a decent track for her.
And do you think there's a group winner in here, should I say?
I don't know. I mean, she's improved loads this year to get to this level, you know, to get to listed level. So it all depends if the improvement keeps coming. But she's very uncomplicated and gets on with it, and she's very tough. So, you know, she doesn't throw races away lightly. So they have to really run to beat her.
And let's talk about a certain takeover as well that you're riding the City Wall Stake at York on Saturday for the John Smith's Cup meeting. He's 11-year-old now, David, but he's an absolute warrior, isn't he?
Yeah, I love this old horse, mate. You wouldn't know how old he is, the way he races. He's very enthusiastic and still a little bit of a handful. So, you know, you just get on with it with him. He likes to do his own thing, don't interfere with him, and it takes a good one to pass him.
And one thing that David Griffiths said, the trainer's always said, is it's literally the faster the better for him, isn't it?
Yeah, he likes it rattling. I mean, a lot of horses, you know, won't let themselves down. He's as tough as they come, this fella, and he just gets out and gets on with it, and there's no issue for anything with him. He's very uncomplicated. Just the stalls. The only issue with him is getting him out the stalls quick. And if he hits a gate, well, you know, he's got a lot of speed, especially for a horse of his age. It's actually a freakish how quick he is, too.
And one thing that David like said from the word go is looking to make history with Take Cover to be the first horse to win three King Georges at a glorious Goodwood. In your opinion, is he very much on song to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's only had a couple of runs this year. He ran a bit better last time, given weight to everything, and decent horses he's given weight to. Judicial was ahead of him, and Elastinot, but obviously he won't be giving them weight if he meets him in group races. So, you know, he seems on form, and it'll all we'll find out this week.
And you're also riding My Reward on Saturday as well. We knew he didn't quite stay in the Chester Cup, but how do you think he'll go on Saturday?
Yeah, obviously, Chester Cup. I mean, everyone, we had him at quite a short price, I thought, for a horse that's never ran one over that far. So they're probably pushing it, you know, for him to win that race. And especially, it's very competitive. But there's only a few runners. I think there's only six runners. So, you know, he'll jump out in front, same as he always does. And if he enjoys himself and gets the relaxing, he takes a bit of beating as well.
And 1¾ perfect for him, isn't it?
Yeah, 1½, 1¾. I think that's his max trip, if you ask me. I mean, we can get away with 2 miles if I get to go very slow, but I can't see anyone being silly enough to let me hack round anymore.
And I'm not quite sure if you know the answer to this, David, but I can remember when he won that staying handicap at Ripon a couple of years ago, My Reward. Tim actually mentioned he may go hurdling with him. Is that still on the radar? Has that been put on the back burner now?
I think that at the time we didn't realise he was improving, so, you know, we thought that maybe would be his forte, but you know, he's really come good on the flat and he's won a few nice races. So I think looking at the way the prize money is on the flat compared to Hurdle, and I'd imagine he would be staying on the flat because he picks up some good races and some good prize money. So I think he'll definitely be staying on the flat as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
David Allen speaking to me just after Wells Fargo was victorious in the Bahrain Trophy this afternoon, and also looking ahead to his rides tomorrow and also on Saturday as well. Jim, we'll start with it tomorrow. Of course, you can say that the main meeting is back on the July course at Newmarket, but there's a really good card tomorrow afternoon on the Knavesmire. The feature race is the Summer Stakes. How would you rate Sandra's Secret Chance tomorrow?
Yeah, good question, Bob. She's been a revelation. Improved step by step, and then took a step up in class last time and ran a really solid race to finish second. But that was in a listed race. Next step up from listed races in our sport is Group 3s. And she's in one tomorrow, but it's a pretty hot one, Bob. There's some nice three-year-olds in this, including Could It Be Love of Aidan O'Brien, who ran third in the Irish Guineas and then second last time out in the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot. And, you know, if she can reproduce that level of form, there's no real reason why she shouldn't. She goes very well on fast ground. She'll take an awful lot of beating. But Sandra Secret, as David said, he used the right phrase, she's there to pick up the pieces if the others don't come up to scratch, because she is very consistent. But on all known form, she'd have to find
I think, another £7. And I said, it's not just Could It Be Love. The likes of Marie of Leon, Pepita, and Dancing Star, to name but three, are all good fillies, as well as Sandra's Secret. But she's whatever happened, she's an admirable filly. And actually, Bob, just before we move on, I mean, you touched for a split second on Newmarket Friday. It would be wrong of us not to mention a little bit of that, because Mark Johnson in particular has got a very strong hand there tomorrow. He runs Main Edition, his Royal Ascot winner, with James Doyle on board. She runs in the 225, the Duchess of Cambridge Stakes. Obviously, it's as it's a festival meeting, it's very competitive again. But in terms of pure form, she's got to go well. And then Mark also runs Threading and Nialetti in the Falmouth Stakes. Threading was second to Alpha Centauri in the coronation at Royal Ascot last time, and Nialetti won the German Guineas. So Mark's two horses go there in very good form. The big but is Alpha Centauri, for anybody that saw that race at Ascot, she absolutely danced in, and it's hard to see her getting beat tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree with you there. A great day's racing tomorrow at HQ. And Mark Johnson as well has got some real talent heading down to Suffolk. Now, if we fast forward 24 hours from tomorrow, it is Super Saturday. So much great racing to look forward to. If we go back up the A1 across the A64 and back to the Knaves, my Jim, it is the John Smith's Cup meeting to enjoy. Of course, one of the races, particularly keeping a very close eye on, is one that David Allen is actually got a ride in. He mentioned there, Take Cover, and that is the City Wall Stakes, a listed race over five furlongs at York. And Take Cover, Jim, if he wins tomorrow, he would have won that race for the third time.
Yeah, I mean, he's virtually old enough to vote, isn't he? He's 11 now. He's twice the age of quite a lot of the horses and more that line up against him. Can he do it again? Well, I mean, people say, you know, there's got to come a point where age does catch up with him. But his stable haven't been in great form so far this season. So with that in mind, it was pleasing to see him run a fairly good race, Bob, the other day when he was third. And he goes so well at York. He's a trailblazing horse from the stalls. In fact, one time at York, I don't know if you remember, in the Nunthorpe Stakes, which is a big race they run there in August, he burst out of the stall.
Remember it well.
He did the start, yeah. So he's up against other speedsters, but on his day, he's very, very fast, and he's favoured by the weight. So I know you're all sentimental about him, and I overruled you last week and said you were wrong about horseplay, and I must give you full credit. You were right. You let your heart rule your head, and you're going to do it again this time. But I'm not going to say you're going to be wrong this week, because Take Cover has a race that he can win if he is okay.
Yeah, he's round about the 5-1 mark with the bookmakers. As it stands at the moment, Muthmere, 130 favourite, 7-2 for Stone of Destiny, Alpha Delfini at 9-2, then it's 5-1 for Take Cover, 8-1, and bigger the remainder. Of course, the big race of the day there, Jim, is the John Smith's handicap, the 59th running of this particular race. Dash of Spice heads the market here, Jim, for David Ellsworth and David Egan. Is he going to make a hat-trick of wins?
Well, Bob, a lot of people have got him down as a handicap dot on the card. Now, he won at Ascot last time, okay, Royal Ascot, over a mile and a half, following on from his win over a mile and a half at the Epsom Derby meeting. He's obviously a lot higher in the weights than he was compared to Epsom, but he's only got a £5 penalty for Ascot. There's no reason why stepping back a little bit should inconvenience him. And when you think he's actually got Group 1 entries later in the season, he's got to have a very strong chance. But the old saying goes, you should never be afraid of one horse. There's plenty of other horses in here that have been in good form as well, and several of them are running with penalties. And it's fascinating, Bob, that Sir Michael Stout actually declared Zaki to run at Newmarket tomorrow. Because he felt, not unreasonably, that his horse wouldn't get into this race and he needed some horses to drop out. It looked like not enough wood. But come declaration time, Zaki has actually got into the field. He ran really well at Royal Ascot last time when third in Group 3, the Hampton Court Stakes, over this distance. And if there's one going to upset the favourite, Dash of Spice, I think it could be him.
So that's Jim's thoughts for the John Smith Cup, should I say, that runs on Saturday afternoon, the 59th running of the John Smith's Cup as well. Right then, before we look ahead to the racing on Saturday at Newmarket, of course, we're all getting excited for the 2018 running of the Group 1 July Cup. Earlier on today, I spoke to jockey Tom Eaves. He'll be partnering Brando. And first off, he was telling me about riding Munterdab for the first time in the Bunbury Cup.
Yeah, it's my first time riding him. A good friend of mine, Tony Hamilton, rides him quite a bit, so I've spoke to him about him. He's a consistent sort. He's run with credit quite a few times this year, and he's a forward goer in a wide open race. But as we all know, Roger's horses are flying. He says he's in great form, so now I'm looking forward to the spin.
And I'm just looking at the price as well, Thomas. It stands at the moment is round about 22-1 with the bookmakers, and I think that's a crack in each way, Shah. I think he's relatively overpriced, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's been running well, and like I said, Roger's also been on fire. So, they say he's well, and he's definitely not going down there just to take part. So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And if we move on to a certain Brando that you'll partner again in the July Cup, of course, he won that Group 3 at Newmarket for a second consecutive year on his first run of the new season. I suppose you could say, Tommy, he does like Newmarket quite a lot, especially the Rolling Mile.
Yeah, he has, but he's run July Cup there, when there wasn't a lot of pace on. So now he's run well down there. He's had a bit of time now since his last run. He seems in good form. We've had him away a couple of times, and it's a Group One. But I do think it looks a wide open race. Blue Point looks the one who'd probably go off favourite, but it's a wide open race, and we're looking forward to it.
And since that run over in Ireland, has he come back okay?
Yeah, he's come back fine, but like I said, he's had a bit of time this time, and that seems to suit him. So we've no Harry Angel this year, but there's, like I said, it's a wide open race. You could make a case for quite a few horses in the race, but we'll just concentrate on our fella, and we're happy with him, and we're looking forward to it.
And just judging by the entries as well, Tom, I can see he's got an entry for the Sprint Cup in September at Haydock. Is that pretty much the plan? Is that what Kevin's saying? Like, you know, obviously more Group 1 sprints throughout the year as well?
Yeah, Kevin will have his year fairly mapped out, but at the same time, we take it race by race with him. He could have head over to France again. Leave that to connections. But they know what they're doing, and they'll have it fairly mapped out for him, you know.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
Please hang up.
Tom Eaves there. Tom Eaves there is speaking to me earlier on about his riding the Bunbury Cup with Munterdab, and also as well with Brando in the July Cup. Now, I was going to ask, have we got Jim McGrath? Jimmy, are you there? Right, I think we've lost Jim McGrath, of course, as you know. Jim McGrath is down at Newmarket. The reception's not been great. We will try him again. Jimmy, are you there? No, we've lost it. So what we're going to have to do, call improvise. So we'll look to get Jim back on to the phone. Let's see if we can do this, and then we'll get Jim's thoughts on what Tom had to say, and also to preview as well the 2018 running of the July Cup. Let's see if he's there now. Jim, are you back with us?
Sorry, Bob. Yeah. Just
where did you go?
Blipping connections, Bob.
The connection. Right. I thought he's deserted me halfway through the show. Here, he's walked off. He's left me.
No. By the way, I have to check this week. I hope those socks and shoes are on.
Yes, I have. I've got my socks. I've got my trainers on as well. So socks with trainers, ankle socks as well. So yeah, just before we lost you there, I'm hoping you heard the majority of the interview.
I heard all Tom's interview. Yes, Bob. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So obviously, what Tom was saying about Brando, can he run another big race tomorrow in the July Cup? Can he get placed again?
Yeah, I think he should go well. I like, particularly when the ground's fast, I like horses that are proven under certain conditions on tracks. And you made a good point, because Newmarket, to say it's unique is probably a little bit of an exaggeration, but it, like Epsom and like Goodwood, it has its idiosyncrasies. And a lot of horses don't handle the dip at Newmarket. And although there's the July course and the Rowley Mile course, they are actually very similar. And Brando handles both. He ran a great race in the July Cup last year. And as you said to Tom, he has won three times on the Rowley Mile track. So he goes well. It's a very open race on form, I think. For all Blue Point is maybe entitled to be favourite, but Brando comes into the reckoning.
What's your thoughts on this year's renewal, Jim? What have in particular caught your eye?
I wouldn't like to be. I have to be earning my winter keep on this race, Bob. I mean, just to stress, Blue Point won over 5 furlongs in very good style last time. Quite a lot of people are making something of the fact that every time he's running Group One company over 6 furlongs, he hasn't come up with the goods. But personally, I think that's nonsense myself. He won on very quick ground at Ascot in the May of his 3-year-old career, i.e. early last year, when he broke the 6-furlong track record, which has since been broken again. So, to me, he's perfectly effective under conditions. Whether he can dominate the 3-year-old brigade remains to be seen. And there's some good 3-year-olds in the field with Ectidar, Sands of Mali for the North, and then Aidan O'Brien's assembled fleet.
And if I was to give you an imaginary £10, let's express imaginary £10, where would your money go on this week's July Cup?
I think I'd go with Ectidar again. I mean, I want to back Sands of Mali. He owes me money from Ascot. I thought he was unlucky when Ectidar beat him. But it's at the back of my mind that Sands of Mali ran like he had a leg missing in the Middle Park Stakes at the Rowley Mile track last year. Now, nothing's come to light. Richard couldn't find an excuse for him. So on that basis, it's an unknown reason why he ran badly. Could it have been that he wasn't suited by the track? And this is a very similar track. Maybe it's complete hogwash from me, but I'm not taking the chance. So I'll stick with Ectidar in what's a very open race.
And as it stands at the moment, Ectidar round about the 11-2 mark, Jim.
Yeah, outside of Blue Point. He looks to have as good a chance as anything. There's also a US Navy flag who's coming back to sprint trips, having been a very good 2-year-old last year over 6 and 7 furlongs.
Yeah, it does look a very interesting race. Tom Eves were expressing how wide open he believes the race is this year. Right then, Jim, we've almost come to the end of the show. So it has come to that time when I ask you for your tips for this week. So what are your tips this week to do what I did last week and tip a winner? Get in!
Yeah, it was on the news. Did you not tune in? We'll start in the 3:15 at York tomorrow afternoon, and we'll go with Could It Be Love for Aidan O'Brien and Wayne Lawden. That's one.
Yep.
And then the second one will be in the 1 mile, 2 furlong handicap at 3:05 at Ascot on Saturday, and it's Baritone, which those of you who've been following this podcast series will know is one of my horses to follow, ridden by Jimmy Quinn for Sir Michael Stout.
Absolutely brilliant. So they are Jim's tips for racing, obviously tomorrow as well, and also on Saturday for Super Saturday, as it's known, with so much great racing. Jim, thank you very much for your time, as always, for being on the show. You're back in the studio with me next week, is that correct?
Provided proper attire is being worn by the presenter, I'll be back next week.
I tell you what, I might even arrive in shirt and tie next week. How does that sound?
I didn't know you owned one.
Great stuff. My thanks to Jim for joining us here on the show. And as always, thank you all at home for watching. Do join us next Thursday at 6 p.m. as well. Of course, we have started the show earlier this week. We're back at the usual spot of 6 p.m. next Thursday. Join myself and Jim here for another racing roundup. But for myself and from Jim to HQ, I wish you all a very good evening. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
Today's show is brought to you by Pontefract Races in the Zone Family Day. Experience the final brilliant family fun day of the season with tons of special events on Sunday the 19th of August. In the Zone Fun Days are the perfect way for all the family to learn more about racing. You can walk the course, get a behind the scenes tour of the race course and meet famous horses from the past. There is also a fun fair, face painting, circus and a Hunt the Golden Horseshoe competition, and not forgetting about the racing. There is the £60,000 Highfield Farm Flying Fillies Listed Race with some very speeding equine ladies on display. To book your family package tickets for Sunday the 19th of August, head to ponty-races.co.uk.